Dancing on the crumbling precipice. Rise against busted pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, the song, the violence. We're talking about language. God forbid we take slavery and call it involuntary relocation. And we talked a little bit, you know, first, that's a bad term. Check out W. Kamau Bell's United Shades of America, because you get a great brand new episode this past Sunday, or a new episode where really looks into CRT, happy history, and a lot of white people going, yeah, look, we just don't really want to talk about the hard truths. We don't want our kids being upset. And then the involuntary relocation actually came from educators. And I was just like, Johnny, are we surprised? I mean, the fact that they are frightened about actually using that word. But then, Johnny, you talked about this, and Evan, man, awesome on the music, because the violence. And I was just thinking about this. We're going to really talk about these things. You know, whatever developed mentally and all these things, you know, enslavement itself, as you were saying, is even potentially not nearly as descriptive of as the violent removal of somebody's body, forcibly put and stripped from culture and geography, a violent removal of a body. You know, now, some would say, Tim, I don't know if you want to talk about violence on people's bodies with second graders. I don't know. That's a good discussion point. You know, it could be the idea. However, isn't that when you talk about it, saying if we're going to talk about, you know, as you said, we can champion history, the resilience stories, and in fact, emancipation and the number of slaves that actively resisted enslavement, all of those stories. But the reality is to say to get into a state of slavery means that your body was violently attacked and put into a position of, you know, no power. You were subjugated. Is that language? Is that, I'm worried that we think that that language is too harsh. And I'm thinking that language is a much more accurate description of slavery. Johnny, what are your thoughts, man?
Well, I mean, yeah, we need to be as accurate as we can about teaching about slavery in ways that, like, that it really empower learners to understand the process. I mean, if and I hate to lean on these cliches, but if the point of having history as a tool is to not make those mistakes of the past, then we have to put it to work in those ways. And if we're not, you know, then we're actually utilizing, you know, education as a way of rationalizing, justifying, and reproducing mistakes of the past. And so, you know, for some, slavery was not a mistake. It was intentional, right? It was enacted, and it was part of a way that many of the things that we have in our community today mm-hmm. are a direct result of. And so it's going to be uncomfortable to learn about, but that's no reason why we shouldn't learn about it to be better communities, to be more prepared as we go out into community, like young people, to be prepared to go out in community and to address things like how racism exists, how these inequalities are deeply historical, and that we can do different and do better because we don't have to repeat the mistakes of the past.
You know, I just think about this, though, back to the show, critical race theory, the idea, you know, in teaching and teaching history. And as you say, you know, academically, we know that actually teaching accurate, true, vivid history is, quote, not CRT, critical race theory, which actually is a graduate law concept. But, you know, the idea here, too, of saying, what's the purpose? Why are we teaching this? And it's, as you said, this illumination, this sense of building a person. And so, you know, whether it the mistakes of the past, you know, what is the purpose? And so when you check out people that are featured like they are on United Shades of America, they're saying, no, I only want happy history talking. I think a next counter discussion with that group of people, and again, to try to actually bring this to a discussion point, which is why I really like the show, is because he does the best job of actually letting people talk and then giving a perspective without turning it into a heated slam fest. And here we are here to say at this moment, look, do you, when you are forcibly by law saying that you only want good, happy history, how can you recognize that by a mandated feel good untruth, like you're legally legislating the teaching of non-truths? Do you understand how that's fascist, and that's the darn government telling you what to think, and to go like, and I want to have this conversation with people on that side to say, your quote, the government shouldn't be telling people what to think, I'm going to work with you on that, but how is it that it has escaped you that what you are actually advocating here is incredible government oversight and manipulation, to the point of saying that if we, quote, teach that slavery is a form of violence, and if some kid in my school or in my classroom gets upset by hearing the word violence and then somehow thinks that I called them a violent person because as a white person, and it's like, wait a minute, where are we going with this? So I want to have that rational conversation. So Johnny, every week, that's what we try to do here at Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Occasionally somebody will say something and I'll take them to the mat, but we'll bring them back and we'll let them talk again, because we want to have these conversations. Because even if we are going to talk about involuntary relocation, we need to recognize that involuntary relocation, really, that's only a silly term to be talked about. My office got moved by the president of the university to another hallway. Okay, that might be involuntary relocation. However, that's not anything close to slavery. Not anything close. Johnny, L.A. Tom, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Check us out next week. We will be back and we will be rocking. Later.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
We are Busted Pencils!